Something remarkable happened when the world shut down in 2020. Executives braced for productivity collapse. Instead, work continued and often improved. This wasn't just survival mode. It was a revelation that decades of workplace assumptions might be fundamentally wrong. Companies like IBM, Dropbox, and Levi Strauss discovered what many employees had suspected all along. The traditional office wasn't the productivity engine we believed it to be. This forced experiment exposed a truth business leaders had resisted for years. Flexibility isn't a perk, it's a performance accelerator. Yet, as offices reopened, a curious tension emerged. Despite overwhelming evidence, many organizations rushed back to old patterns, clinging to industrial-era work models designed for assembly lines, not creative thinking. Picture Henry Ford's factory floor in 1926. Workers arrive at 9 a.m., punch time cards, and leave 8 hours later. Nearly a century later, knowledge workers, people whose jobs involve thinking, not manufacturing, follow essentially the same schedule. This makes no sense. Our current work model traces back through layers of history. Benjamin Franklin's time is money philosophy, agricultural rhythms dictated by daylight, and factory schedules optimized for machines. Ford standardized the 8-hour day after observing that exhausted workers made costly mistakes. The 1938 Fair Labor Standards Act codified these practices into law. But here's the thing. These systems were designed for physical labor in specific locations at specific times. Knowledge work operates under completely different rules. You can't schedule creativity for 2 p.m. on Tuesday, yet we pretend you can. Flexible work delivers three competitive advantages. First, it eliminates geographical barriers. Dropbox's Virtual First tripled applications, while GitLab accesses talent across 65 countries. Second, flexibility ranks as the second most important job satisfaction factor after compensation, with Microsoft reporting 87% employee satisfaction and 15% lower turnover. Among younger workers, 80% would change jobs for better flexibility, critical when three-quarters of workers have caregiving responsibilities. Third, flexibility drives results. The U.S. Patent Office saw 4.4% productivity gains, American Express reported 43% higher productivity, and Slack's remote sales teams conducted 20% more daily client meetings. Salesforce documented 25% higher C-level attendance in virtual meetings and reclaimed 2 weeks of annual selling time, while Dell saved $12 million yearly in real estate costs. True flexibility means autonomy over both location and schedule. While 76% of knowledge workers want location flexibility, 93% want schedule flexibility. The most effective approach is digital first, flipping the traditional model so in-person interactions supplement primarily digital work. Successful flexibility starts with purpose, the why behind the change. Purpose-driven organizations consistently outperform competitors in growth and innovation. Leadership must answer. Do we want diverse talent? Will employees demand flexibility? Do we want digital-first agility? Once purpose is clear, establish principles, guiding mindsets, not rigid rules. When Royal Bank of Canada shifted 86,000 employees toward flexibility, they created 5 enterprise principles. Their proximity still matters principle set boundaries while maintaining flexibility, ensuring occasional in-person gatherings without mandating specific office days. But flexibility without guardrails creates new inequities. Stanford research revealed remote workers had 50% lower promotion rates despite equal productivity. At Atlassian, executives limit office visits to once weekly. Slack implemented executive speed limits, capping leadership office time at 3 days. These commitments signal trust flows both ways. When Apple and Google announced rigid return-to-office policies requiring specific in-office days, they faced immediate backlash, offering faux flexibility that appears flexible without providing what employees actually want, autonomy and choice. Team-level agreements, TLAs, translate organizational principles into daily practice. Nearly two-thirds of knowledge workers want balance between flexibility and predictable structure. Start with values, not rules. Instead of debating minimum office days, ask what team members value in their working environment. Establish core collaboration hours, typically a 3 to 4 hour window when everyone's available for meetings and feedback. Research shows successful teams communicate in bursts, alternating between high activity and silence, rather than maintaining constant availability, supporting natural work rhythms while ensuring coordination. Meeting culture requires rethinking too. Dropbox's 3D model provides clarity: debate, discuss, decide, plus development. If a meeting doesn't accomplish at least one purpose, find another communication method. Consider video fatigue and establish norms like no video for one-on-ones or afternoon meetings to create equity for those without ideal home setups. These practical agreements transform abstract flexibility into concrete, workable systems. Implementing flexibility requires systematic experimentation, not mandates. Genentech's 2018 program initially flopped. Only 300 of 10,000 employees adopted it. Resistance came from the frozen middle, mid-level leaders who couldn't envision alternatives. The pandemic's forced experiment generated compelling evidence through measurable productivity gains. IBM's work-from-home pledge emerged organically from employee conversations, including commitments like, "I will be family-sensitive," and "I will support flexibility for personal well-being." When IBM's CEO publicly embraced this bottom-up initiative, it demonstrated how employee-driven change transforms organizations. Design thinking provides an experimentation framework. Empathize through listening sessions, define specific problems, ideate solutions, prototype with pilot teams, and test while measuring results. Engage managers through questions rather than directives. What would make flexible work successful in your team? Transparency builds trust through regular communication about both successes and challenges, while clear metrics should include traditional business measures and well-being indicators. When Mural secured $118 million during COVID lockdown, they created a virtual 2020 Mural World Tour, an immersive journey with themed Zoom backgrounds, physical props sent to homes, and interactive activities that successfully connected their global team. Despite research showing flexible work improves connection, many cling to the belief that offices are essential for relationships, typically those who succeeded in traditional office culture. Flexible work requires reconceptualizing the workplace as a network of equally important forums, with digital space becoming the new headquarters. Companies that are early technology adopters see twice the sense of belonging compared to laggards. Physical offices aren't disappearing, but their purpose is evolving, with 4 times as many people preferring office space for team interactions rather than quiet work. Organizations are shifting from 80% individual workstations to 80% collaborative spaces. Leadership must evolve too. Middle managers in the early 2020s were 46% less satisfied than senior managers and struggled twice as much with belonging. Today's managers must inspire trust through transparency, create clarity through direct feedback, and unlock potential through equitable practices. IBM trained 30,000 managers on empathy during the pandemic, resulting in 22% higher team performance. Flexible work transforms lives. Brian coaches his daughter's soccer team while maintaining executive responsibilities. Sheila escaped always-on culture, structuring work around peak productivity. Helen shares childcare equally with her spouse, challenging traditional roles. Organizations offering flexibility experience 25% lower attrition and 20% higher engagement. Benefits extend beyond convenience. Parents balance childcare, individuals with disabilities work from accessible environments, and caregivers maintain professional careers alongside family obligations. Virtual training and digital collaboration have increased participation compared to traditional formats. The pandemic revealed that trusting people with autonomy leads to better outcomes. Progressive organizations are building sustainable, human-centric models that acknowledge employees' full humanity, that we're whole people, with families, responsibilities, and lives beyond productivity metrics. The future of work isn't about where or when we work. It's about recognizing that the best work happens when people have autonomy to bring their full selves to what they do. That's not just good for business. it's the right way to live.